You ready? Let's dish.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh my God!
We have Mr. Ed.
We have here. Ms. Ed here. Welcome, everyone, to Dish and Days. That would be AfterBuzz TV's weekly recap of NBC's Emmy Award-winning show and soap opera Days of Our Lives.
Yay!
I am your crunch and host, Tammy Govea. And I'm joined today by the guys.
Hello.
The guys.
We don't have cereal.
No.
I put the box down here.
For munchies.
Okay. Michael Mattis,
here.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, everyone.
Good Sunday.
I'm Tony Moore. And shout out to James Law Jr., who I'm sure is watching.
Yes, thank you.
Get well soon. And shout out, bigger shout out to Mark J.
Yay,
Freeman.
Mark J. Freeman. A thespian.
Yes.
Don't take that as an insult.
At that moment, he is probably gracefully bowing in his production right now that
yes.
just finished. So, congratulations. I saw it last night.
Did you see it last night? It's at the Odyssey Theater, side by side with Sondheim.
Yes.
He's the narrator.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rock star.
Yes.
He's a theater rock star.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, we want to make sure that you guys are checking out all the soap block content shows that we've got here at AfterBuzz. We've got the Restless Rap, and we've got the GH Report.
Mm-hmm.
I think both shows are up and running, so tune in for those.
Mm-hmm.
Please, follow, like, subscribe across all social media platforms on Insta and Facebook at Dish and Days. You can find us at Dish and Days, and on Twitter at _ Dish and Days.
That's it.
You guys. Oh, and you know, it's the iTunes thing.
Yes.
Right? Please, go to iTunes. We need some new comments, you guys.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking for fans of the week, and, you know, that's great. We've got Twitter and Insta, but...
All you gotta do is say something nice, give us 5 stars, and you get on the show.
On iTunes, and you too can become...
So it's easy.
Fan of the week.
Fan of the week.
Woo!
It's your literal 15 seconds of fame.
Yes.
Literally. Yes.
Yes.
So, guys.
Yes.
The week. Man, what'd you think?
Go ahead.
It was good.
It was a solid week.
It was good.
Yeah.
Good. No, it was a solid week. A lot of build up. The fact that we know the wedding is coming.
Every week it's just getting more and more.
Yeah.
So I think knowing that, it's kind of like exciting because all of these storylines are like starting to come to a head. Things are happening.
Yeah.
And you kind of know that it's all going to blow up next week. Or maybe that's the hope that it's going to be just... whacked out drama.
Is next week the wedding?
Mm-hmm.
This coming week.
I don't know
if like we get through the whole thing this week or if it just starts this week. Yeah,
it
definitely starts this week.
I can't wait.
You're not ready?
I am, but it's at the same time. I know something's going to... several things. I don't think it's just going to be one thing.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. I think this week, I feel like evil is prevailing. Like, you know, a lot of people have their hands in the cookie jar. So there's a lot going on. So I thought this week was good and it was intense in some moments and
yeah.
It's interesting.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm anxious. I'm feeling the intensity.
The tension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The writing is right on and it's that they're building that tension and I'm like, yeah. All right, so let's get into this. Tony, would you like to do the honor, darling? Let's start
Dish and Days.
Yay! Okay. And we are going to start with Brady, Eve, Jennifer, Eric, Maggie, Victor, Doug, and Julie. Woo!
Ooh, that's a lot.
Man.
You started rocking there a little bit.
That's a lot of cookies there.
Yeah, it is. First of all, I liked the showdown between Jennifer and Eve.
Mm-hmm.
The shade that was being tossed left and right and right and left and left and right and right and left.
And they're toe to toe.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're both
yeah.
holding their own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was basically like Jennifer was, Eve was basically telling Jennifer, like, look, be good that he wants to be with someone boring as you because if Nicole was here... you'd be out, girl. And then Jennifer is kind of holding over her head about kind of telling Eric,
she almost
you know,
does
what's
again.
Happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's a... it was interesting. It was a good little soap showdown that kind of happened.
What was the title of the book that she gave Jennifer?
Something about a bad girl... good girl.
Is it like sad girl, bad girl, or something like that?
I
think I saw sad girl. It was like that lettering was so tiny. I was.
I know. That's why I didn't even bother to go back and look.
I was like, I'm all right. I was like, I'm all right. It's something bad. Yeah. Whatever. It was a bit of shade.
I did like the symbolism, whatever you want to call it, when Jennifer threw the book in the trash.
Yes.
Like, that was her kind of like, I'm not saying. Did she do it twice?
Well, because she threw it away in the bag. And then somehow the bag ended up out, and she looked at the book, and then she threw the book away.
Okay. I remember it going in the wastebasket.
I love she threw it in the basket, but temptation won. She was not even going to look at it. She's like,
No, she was probably thinking like I did, like, ooh, that's a good gift bag. I'm going to have to save that.
I do that.
Oh, I do it all the time.
I save this gift bag.
Oh, yeah. And nobody got time to be running to the store for no gift bag. It's either that or a Target bag.
You can't give a gift in a Target bag.
Why not? It's the gift that's important.
Oh, in a
presentation is very important.
Presentation may be important, but it's what's on the inside that counts.
Oh, he's so sweet and naive. I am loving... Yeah. I've been thinking about Maggie and Victor.
Yeah.
You know, I am loving that Maggie is really the only one that can make Victor squirm.
She is. She's his kryptonite. Is that what you want to call it?
Sure.
It makes him weak.
Yeah.
But how... Okay, how much longer is Maggie going to put up with Victor not being honest with her? Like, she has said time and time again, like... Boo, I love you, however, comma. Like, I need you to tell me what's going on.
I think it depends on what he's done at that moment.
The thing is, I feel like she's done that so many times and then always come back. I have zero faith or whatever. I don't want them to break up. I like them together.
I don't either.
So, I don't think that they can't keep doing it. I don't think they can't keep doing this, like, oh, Victor, you're so blah, 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 I'm leaving you or I'm mad at you. And then him, like, her, like, you know... forgiving him just again. They can't keep doing that. However, I don't think she's ever going to leave him. I don't think there's anything that if it does happen again, I feel like she's just going to come back.
They're great together. They really
are
amazing
together.
And I think what we always see is that Victor is powerful everywhere else except when it comes
with
Maggie.
That's what I love.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
That's what I love.
Yeah. And then Eve and the pressure to kind of force Brady to forgive Victor. Like, I think even for him, he was like,
What is happening?
Because she's trying to fulfill that duty. She's like, listen. Victor wants me to do this. I got to shut his trap up before everything goes to blow. Mm-hmm. So forgive him and let me move on.
She gets an A for effort.
She does.
You know,
but then Brady eventually started to like maybe come around to the idea.
That's it.
Yeah.
You
so
know?
She's working it and
massaging
working.
It. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Kneading the dough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There was a quote during the Jennifer and Eve that I made a note of.
Good, what is it?
And I can't remember if she said it. I think she said it to Jennifer. She was like, Jennifer Horton, the owner of Salem's number one supplier of birdcage liners and puppy pads.
Oh, right. What, she was referring to...
The Spectator.
Mm-hmm.
The newspapers.
Yes.
Birdcage liners and... Yeah.
That was good.
I thought it was cute.
That was good. I love it. And Doug and Julie...
Just all giddy about
it. I just love that they're Jennifer giving them airtime. It's like, I don't care how ridiculous it is or superficial. It's like, they're adorable,
Victor
and I love
the,
it.
You know, you're more chipper than usual.
I know.
Oh, Victor was not having
it. He was a grumpy monkey.
He was like that uncle that's kind of like, why are y'all so cheerful? Like, what's the matter? Like, oh, cheers to what? Whatever. Yeah, good. Good
that's
for
not
her.
Last.
Yeah. Right. Like,
I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
That was a good moment.
And then we have Will, and so, oh my gosh, this storyline this week. Will, Sonny, Paul, Ted, Kate, and Teo, Andre.
A lot of movement in that storyline this week.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of stuff happened.
Well, talk about the face crack of the week when Will went over to Kate to be like, oh, help me, because Ted was asking for all this money. And then Ted comes walking out. And
looking
nothing but a towel.
Loved that moment.
We had a couple of good towel moments this week.
Right?
Oh, y'all know I love a good towel drop, right?
We had three.
Yeah.
We had three.
No. Three towel drops?
Yes. There was a Paul Ted didn't drop, but he was in the towel.
No. Yeah. I'm talking about the towel drop.
Oh, that is very specific.
You see it just on the floor, and you know that they're
gravity
going to...
Gravity works,
like,
yes.
You know that they're about to, like, make love, and then all of a sudden the camera cuts to, and that towel just drops. Mm-hmm. But you know, oddly, this is what came to mind when that happened. Like... Did Christopher Sean know that this was going to happen, and he, like, made sure he had a pedicure? Like, that question ran through my mind.
Oh, did his nails look good?
Well, I mean, you can't have jacked up feet. Like,
The camera's going to be on Joe's,
The camera's going to be, like right there on your toes.
Same with Victoria.
Right.
You made that comment about her as well.
Well, yeah, it's like, oh, my toes are going to be out?
Yeah.
I got to get somebody to scrub these down.
I would.
Yeah.
Whatever's going to have a close-up is going to get the attention.
Shout out to Christopher Sean and that towel drop. That was great.
Always a shout out to
That was a distraction, another distraction.
Yeah, because he was asking questions. Will and Paul are really good at avoiding confrontation with, like, and they just are like, oh, okay.
I know this is going to work. Yeah. That's a sure thing.
It's a sure thing. Like, if I was with either one of them, it'd be a sure thing, too. So, no judgment.
I love how Paul was, when Will tried to get upset about the fact that he went through his stuff and found the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Paul was like, I think that's kind of minor to the fact that you've been lying.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was like,
let's be clear here.
Shut it down,
yeah.
Paul.
Yeah.
Shut it down. You were like, no. You can't be upset with me because...
Moira.
You've been lying. And I know everything.
I love just the way everyone was finding out at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, Will found out. Paul found out. I mean, it was all happening at the same time.
Yeah. Well, you mean Kate found out.
Well, Will found out that Kate was involved with Ted as Paul is having the conversation with Sonny.
Right.
It was all happening at the same time.
Yeah. It was a little
That's what's called
whirlwind.
Juxtaposition.
Juxtaposition, yeah. Yes. If it was like watching a tennis match. Like,
Oh, but then you realize, Kate, I don't know how your funds are running, honey, but she could not get that money. But inside that case, she had a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's the same gun that she killed Vivian with?
Do you want to count it? No, yeah. I trust you.
Bam. Yeah.
That was your first mistake.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, okay, Kate. All right, girl.
What did she say to Will? Just like, don't worry, he's not going to bother you.
Yeah, she was like,
I'm the master.
She was like,
I'm the master.
Let Gammy take care of
it. Exactly.
She was like, I will take I love it. And that was so... That just once again shows the relationship that Will has with Kate, which is very different from what Will has with Marlena.
Yeah.
And the fact that she was just basically like she's like the badass grandma that's like, don't worry, grandson,
like, I got it.
I know exactly what to do. You leave this to me.
And there was no suspicion in her mind that Will was telling the truth. Like, she immediately
was like, I believe you. Yeah.
And threw what's his name out.
No, I love that she then looked at Ted and said, drop this.
Yeah.
And she's like, no. That's not like...
Not a request.
It's what you're going to do. But...
What?
There's a part of me, though, that, like, I really liked Kate and Ted together. I really did.
You know, it doesn't mean that it's over. They're
but,
hitting...
I know.
It's
a bump in the
road.
They could eventually make their way back.
Because
this is
they
true.
Are equals to a certain point.
But
they
you,
get each other.
Do you think that... Ted only needed money? Like, it just seems like...
Yeah.
Why did
I
he
think
need
he's
money?
That greedy.
I think we need to explore that. Like,
but
why...
It seems a little...
When he's making $600 an hour.
Yeah.
When he's getting Sierra's trust fund.
Well...
Yeah, but he's still out millions of dollars because of dead Leo.
Me World 2 said, when Kate says she'll take care of something, watch out.
Uh-huh.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy said Will never had a relationship with Marlena until a couple of years ago. No.
Marlena was very an integral part of Will's
coming out.
Story.
Yeah. Yeah. So they definitely have had
a close relationship.
Simone
different.
Francis says Kate may scheme when it comes to other people, but when it comes to her family,
her family.
She will destroy you.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Except she's still holding on the information about Chad.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see what she does with that, if anything.
Orlando says, I think someone is pulling strings with Ted. So, like, someone else
is
masterminding
it. So there's a puppeteer somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that could be.
like, we thought the puppeteer was
Stefan.
Was Kate.
He's doing enough.
No. Stefan is still trying to find his legs. But we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Kudos to Andre coming back.
Oh, mm-hmm. I just love seeing Teo on the landscape. Yeah. I'll get him any way I can. That was awesome.
I like that they addressed that that Andre is still very much a part of... She hasn't forgotten him. She's not over it yet. I think that was part of that. Telling the audience that, no, there's still a soft spot for Andre with Kate.
She still hears his voice, mm-hmm. right? Even though he's not physically there, she still hears his voice. And I love the fact that she was freaked out.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he talk, and Ted says, who are you talking to? And then Andre goes away. Mm-hmm. And then she tries to go, but they have their little love making. And then she tries to go to sleep, and
he comes back.
He comes back, and she freaks out. Wait, that was awesome.
Tammy Thompson in the chat room is still saying Marlena wasn't close to him before Chandler Massey took the role of Will. Oh, well, like,
Young Will never had a story, so...
No, like, so we didn't... The relationship with Marlena and Will was established when Chandler Massey took over the role. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're referring to.
And that's when... There was one Will before Chandler Massey for a brief period who was, like, teenager-ish. But like before that, Will
Dylan
was always...
Dylan Patterson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But before that, Will was just, like... Like Ari is now. Like she's there.
Yes. Like they pop in and pop out.
They incorporate her somewhat in the story, but she's not in the story. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And I do love my quote from Will that I loved. He says to Kate, "I'm very proud of you for not setting Ted's things on fire."
She did drop him in the dumpster,
but she
though.
She did end up changing her mind.
She's like,
and going into the alleyway and dropping.
She almost had Angela Bassett moment. Yeah. Waiting to exhale.
Yes.
It is trash.
Annie Gowen said, "I wonder if Andre's visit will be what causes Kate to tell Chad the truth about the baby at some point. There has to be a reason for Andre's visit." I think the reason for Andre's visit is it's like that voice of reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like that inner voice. Like what would Andre do? And I think it's a testament to the connection that they actually eventually started having.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I do like to your point, I liked that they showed the Kate and Will moments. They were like tender and nice. Even though like it was about blackmail and extortion and all that, there's still like the family connection. They're very connected.
I love
good chemistry between them.
That if Kate's on your side,
you're fine.
You don't have to worry.
You're good. You can just sit back and watch.
Yeah. That's rare when someone, it's not just you got my back. I mean, it's like beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. I don't know how she's going to do it. I don't know how she's going to take down Ted.
Please don't shoot him.
We'll see. I don't think she's going to.
No more deaths. Please. Yeah. No more deaths.
No.
That's all I ask.
Something creative will go down.
Something a little more, yeah. Yeah.
And of course, we can't forget the fact that Sonny admitted that he still had feelings for Will.
Yeah, to Adrian.
And Adrian is kind of, which I find interesting that Adrian is pushing him to tell Will how he feels. Uh-huh. Because remember, Adrian was not Team Will back in the day.
Right.
No. Although she wasn't Team Paul either. Mm-hmm. Like, she had an issue with both of them, but she definitely wasn't Team Will.
She's that mom where no man is good for her little boy, you know?
Right.
She's kind of that mom, but she softens eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, she softened with Will before, and now she's still... There was, again, that juxtaposition. Kate having the heart-to-heart... Will having the heart-to-heart with Kate, and then Sonny having the heart-to-heart with his mama.
Yeah.
And remember that it was interesting because remember Kate and Adrian had their, you know, their adversarial moments, then they had their friendly moments.
Yes, when she was sick.
I thought maybe it was a conscientious decision to have Sonny have that conversation with Adrian.
Yeah.
And Will have that conversation with
Kate,
to have that, you know, connection. Yeah. Like, oh, those two characters have been connected.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I think while Adrian may not necessarily be 100% Team Will, at the end of the day, she knows that that's what Sonny wants. That's what it'll take for him to be happy.
You know, we're Harita shippers, Will and Paul shippers, but, you know, Will and Sonny do have the chemistry. We're not anti-Wilson, But, you know, it's hard because we like, you know, you see the chemistry between one and
two.
Yeah,
we like, do.
And it's like, oh, who do I want to win out at the end? It's like they're, you know, so one of them has to lose, but.
Mike Bowman says, Sonny has feelings for Will. In other news, water is wet.
Yeah. Sky is blue.
But I, listen, like we were saying maybe about a month ago, we feel for whatever ship that's like we're in front of right now. We kind of see the tides are changing just a little bit. And so it's now getting our minds to kind of go, uh-oh, like, here we go. Yeah. Like, Wilson is about to make their, you know, their comeback again.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm still, for the time being, enjoying Will and Paul.
What it is, yeah. I don't want to see anyone's heart broken.
I don't want to.
It's
going
to be tough.
Yeah. Especially Paul. Like, Paul is one of those characters, like, he does not do anything wrong. He is, like, the moral, like, high morals.
He's like.
So you don't want him to get hurt, you know?
Exactly.
He's like the, in reference to Sex and the City, he's the Aiden.
Yes. Aiden was the good guy.
He's the Aiden.
And you wish there was something you could say, okay, that's reason enough to leave him but he's just a good guy.
He is a good guy.
We shall see.
Everyone should have
Everyone should have an Aiden. Oh, sorry. My bad.
This is what happens when you share a computer with Michael. Oh, Kirsten Marie. No, you didn't mock me. I agree. I'm enjoying Paul and Will as well. Emmy. What does she say? Hold on. Let me scroll back up I also have to. Emmy Eileen says Paul is a useless character, a made up son. No.
I feel attacked.
No,
he's. I love that they made him like part of a core family.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
Because from the moment Paul came on
love
the scene,
that, a core family.
Yeah,
it's very important.
Even though John Black is. It's always a question mark, but the fact that they made him John Black's son, like, I was so happy because, I mean, like, he's here for...
Tammy Thompson says, when was Paul even born? Makes no sense. Okay, so...
Doesn't need to.
None of this makes sense.
But she
makes a point, but...
They explained it when Paul came onto the scene.
Yeah.
Paul, Mrs. Narita, and John had a thing... At some point, again, off camera, like, you know, insert history here.
Yeah. Right.
And that's how Paul came about. But I always thought that the character was very interesting because, A, Paul is Asian and gay. So you then had to deal with that and culture. And now he is a part of this core family and fits right in. With them,
seamless. It was really beautiful.
I think they've done quite well with the character. Oh,
absolutely.
Scott said John Robichaux.
What is that?
Remember when they found out that it wasn't John Black, it was John Robichaux?
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yes, someone should find that episode where like we literally went down the line and was like, oh my god, what if things were different? Like not Marlena Black, but Marlena Robichaux. Not Belle Black, but Belle Robichaux.
I'm completely lost. So,
what do you mean you're lost? You forgot about that whole thing when John like went and discovered his past and found out his father.
I wasn't into that.
Oh, he was kidnapped. Oh, sipping tea, slurping tea.
Yeah, slurping tea.
That's slurping tea.
That was just like a couple of years ago.
If that. Yeah, no.
You must.
Okay, I'm just saying. Like, I'm allowed not to be in.
You must have pulled a mark. Like when Hope comes on, like
just checked out for a while.
Yeah, just checked it out.
Anywho.
All right. So
Tammy Thompson, John is not Asian.
Tammy Thompson, you're on fire today.
John is not Asian, but Paul's mom is Asian.
Right, Mrs. Narita.
Yeah, he's mixed.
Yeah.
And we met his grandfather. Remember? Yeah, the whole Narita clan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go. Laura explained it. This is a moment where I wish James Cloud Jr. was here.
I was just thinking that.
Okay, so actually, you know what? This is perfect, because what I'll do is, because I've been slipping the past couple of weeks, on Thursday, on our Instagram, I will do a throwback Friday on our Instagram. Flashback? I'll do a flashback Friday to this particular storyline to give you guys the rundown on
the whole lineage or the whole matrix.
Paul. So that way everyone can
coming into being.
Everyone can remember.
All right. So look forward to that flashback Friday.
Flashback Friday.
Yes. Sierra.
And now,
Sin City. With a little splash of hope. And
there's no hope.
There's a little splash of hope in there.
I just wish people will stop referring to Ben as the serial killer.
It's not going to go away anytime soon.
But you know, we have to remember he did kill.
He did.
Reason of insanity. He did kill people. He has the capacity to kill people.
He was
when he's not on his meds.
He was the.
But aren't we all?
He was the necktie. He was the necktie killer. However, does anyone refer to Marlena as a serial killer? Because remember, even though those people didn't die. She was the person.
So I would say no, since those people actually didn't die and she didn't actually kill anybody. No, then I say no. She shouldn't be a serial killer. Ben actually killed people. Unless down the road they're going to re-alive those people again.
I guess,
but I don't. I feel like if that was going to happen, they would have done it already.
I think it's more akin. Ben is more akin to Abigail's situation. She wasn't in her right mind when all this stuff went down. Mm-hmm. As Ben wasn't in his right mind when, unfortunately, he murdered a whole bunch of people.
Right.
So I think that's a stronger comparison.
And it was like, it wasn't like he just like shot them. It was like, they were brutal.
I know. It was terrible. I don't want to talk about that. I want to move forward.
So
that's what I want to do. I want to move forward. And every time Ben goes somewhere, they're like, serial killer.
It will eventually go away. It's just going to be serial killer.
Girl.
Slurping Applejacks.
It'll fade eventually.
It will. No, it'll absolutely fade eventually. But right now, they're playing
Ciara.
It up.
And, it'll fade with the love of Ciara.
I didn't like how they were like flirting with each other right in front of. Like, I have a soft spot for Trip. Like, he's clearly, like, unfortunately, the loser in this situation. Well, except if he goes with Claire, then he kind of wins. But he's, like, he can't. Like, the connection between Ciara and Ben is so strong. As much as she might try to continue the relationship with Trip, it's not going to work. Ben and Ciara are eventually going to get together, and Trip is going to end up.
Excuse me.
The Aiden.
That's exactly
it. But here's the thing. I feel like Ciara is confusing, and she's also confusing herself because she keeps doing things to reassure Trip, mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm going to choose you. But I feel like she's also doing that for herself, like, you need to choose him, and not recognize the fact that you really do care about Ben.
Both of them are in complete denial. Ben and Ciara are in the dark room right now.
I don't know. Because when Ben and Claire were talking.
And can I just say I love Ben and Claire? I love them. Because
as a ship?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I did like their conversation. Yeah.
Whatever their ship is, it's not a friendship.
Well, not their roommates.
It's not a relationship,
right.
They're roommates. Okay.
They're almost like allies now.
He sees her.
He saw whatever. If I stay around, then
crystal clear.
Yeah,
and I loved him calling her on it.
Yeah.
Well, the smarter thing would have been to do is Claire say, "Well, I had a talk with my grandma Marlena, and she made me see that maybe people can change. Mm-hmm. And if she gives the stamp of approval, then who am I not to trust that? Like, I would have spent it around like that and then had the conversation like, look, I know that you like Ciara. I like Trip. You living in this house, I'm the one that made it happen. You do as I say.
Okay.
That's how I would have played it.
Oh, my.
And then I would have walked away going,
What is this instrumental? What?
Yeah.
You lost me there.
She would have walked away singing.
Oh, right. Because she's a singer. I know. I'm a little slow on the uptake.
Character references.
Yeah. I just think her trying to come across as with pure intentions, Ben wouldn't have bought it one way or the other. Because after everything Ciara, should I say Ciara or Sierra? After everything Sierra told him, like, he knows Claire's not some pure.
No.
Gal. Mm-mm. She's always going to have.
Some pure gal.
Yes.
No.
She's going to have.
She's got some demons.
Yes. She's got issues. So I love that scene between the two of them.
Yeah. That was a good scene. And then the scene where they were taking the vote on who should live in the house.
And you could just see the wheels turning in her brain. Like, how am I going to make this work? I think I can make this work. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Opportunity has arisen.
Because Claire sat there like.
I know. You knew that shit ass look on. Excuse me. That look on her face.
Yeah. She was like, opportunity. And I love that. That Sierra was like, well, I mean, I obviously vote yes. And then Tripp is like, well, I mean, clearly it's a no for me. So, Claire, you're the deciding vote. And then she's like,
we've pretty much just acted out the clip we were going to show.
Okay, yes, we do have a clip. but they'll act it out so much better than we did.
Go ahead.
But yeah, let's show the clip. Roll tape.
I didn't realize that you had a clip.
Oh, we always have clips.
I love it.
Either of her roommates if they had any problem living with
a serial killer.
Don't
say it. Oh my god, you're not being fair.
I'm sorry.
See, he's watching a movie.
Majority rules, right?
He's watching a really good show.
That way, if Claire doesn't want Ben staying here, which why they don't
I like the way he talks. I like his accent.
Ben does not deserve to be punished for something he didn't do. Okay, I mean, even your grandma.
She's like,
and you kind of owe him, you know, for what?
Yeah, for what?
She hit him over the head with a frying pan. Yeah, and he could have pressed charges, but he
blackmail.
Crunch, crunch.
Yes. Unbothered.
Deep throated that cereal.
Ben has the good sense not to try to get someone arrested for acting on self-defense.
It wasn't self-defense.
No, you know what? I'm done with this. Okay, you're wasting your time. There is no way.
The music. I love the music. Mm-hmm.
I have to give. Oh, there's the wheels turning. I have to give kudos to Robert Scott Wilson because in this scene, when you are just not when your name is Ben and I ain't in it, like that is clearly a representation of that whole quote of my name is Ben and I ain't in it. Literally, what he was doing, he was just sitting there like, I'm gonna let y'all have at it. I'm gonna sit here with the cereal with no almond milk, by the way.
I'm just going
to sit here and just crunch and munch. And then he only gave a. I beg your pardon.
I know, when he says serial killer.
Love it.
He didn't say a word and he almost stole the scene.
Right. No.
He did steal the scene, I think.
It was...
Yes, bravo.
Except
bravo.
I liked Tripp in the scene, too. I don't know why.
They're all great. They were all amazing. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't want Tripp to lose, but...
There are no losers.
No. he'll get a participation trophy.
Lord.
Okay.
Mr. Tony, do you want to talk about...
That was a great scene.
Yeah. About
some
AfterBuzz
stuff,
some business.
Yeah, some AfterBuzz drama.
Well, AfterBuzzers, here at the network, we produce aftershows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans such as yourself. But we now need your help. We're asking that you all please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Now, subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows that we're sure you're going to love. Now, since you're already tuned into the drama channel, obviously, that's why you're here. You might be interested in Queen of the South, which again stars Molly Burnett, who used to play Melanie Jonas on Days of Our Lives. There's also Black Mirror, The Affair, and The Bold Type. And remember, we have channels for other genres too. So please don't be shy about subscribing to those either. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be. Why? Because they're optional. It's easy. Just hit that subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know in the comments that you did that, we will give you a thank you on air. Thanks for being the best fans, and we promise to continue doing our best here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
That announcement brought to you by the fine folks here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes. Bravo.
Alrighty.
Let's segue into tidbit number one.
Tidbit.
Little tidbit of Abigail, Chad, Stefan, and
Gabby.
This was
a lot of this storyline.
Man.
It was just a lot of the same. Like, and what I mean by that is there was no, like, particular movement?
Well, I think that clear now. Gabby's very clear.
Oh, there's movement.
About her intentions now.
There's movement. And now Abigail is like...
Abigail's suspicious
now.
Oh,
okay.
And I think Abigail is playing it like, oh, Gabby's such a good friend, but I think there's like a suspicion.
Oh, there's a red flag that is going up.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay, good.
even when Gabby was like explaining, I can't remember what she was explaining, but even I was kind of like, girl, Gabby, get it together. Girl, get it together. Get it. You about to tell on yourself. Gabby, get it together. Get it. Hold it tight. Because Abigail is literally sitting there like, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, girl, I understand. You know what? Thank you so much for being a friend.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being there for Chad. Yeah. But internally, she's like, bitch, I'm watching you.
Oh, yeah. And I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad. Because she was trusting her.
They can't make Abigail out to be like that kind of dummy. That she's that kind of... what's
naive.
The word?
Yeah.
Because she's smart.
And Chad's whole... Did anyone else feel like Chad was just different?
Yes. I almost felt like he was on meds. I mean, I don't know if you're talking about the same thing. I just felt like he was just so...
Like he's subdued.
Disengaged with
he's
the whole
distant,
thing. Monotone.
Disillusioned.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's just him struggling with everything that's going on, or if that's Billy. I don't know what the choice was.
I think he's just kind of in that process of like,
overwhelmed.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Emotionally overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
I wanted him to just bring it out a little bit more, because it was almost like sometimes I couldn't hear what he said.
Well, right, yeah.
It was kind of the mumble thing.
But I also think he's just lost.
He's lost.
I honestly think the escape is the escape for him is playing with Ari and doing, because like that escape is kind of like, I don't have to be in this situation right now. I can just
go. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So,
jumping on the trampoline.
Yeah. With a backflip. And Abigail's
like,
Abigail's like, uh-huh, okay, well you go ahead and be safe. Pregnant Abigail, she's just sitting there, she's like, honey, I ain't buying none of this.
I will have none of that.
Carol C. 23 says, typical man, he's pissed and he's distant.
You know, that's it. Super distant.
Yeah. Tracy Everett, Chad is a pathetic loser.
Oh, ouch.
Come on.
Yikes.
That's harsh. As Gabby said, Chad is the collateral damage in this whole thing.
Yep, that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Mm. I love the moment between Stefan and Abigail. I forget what it was in particular, but it was a heated moment.
Mm-hmm.
And Stefan said, you sound just like Gabby.
Yeah.
You sound just like Gabby. And I think she whacked him.
Yeah.
I think she hit him.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Do you know the whole physicality of it?
No, that's the second time that has kind of come out when she's been around Stefan. Because, like, it happened last week, too. She was like, you are not going to touch this baby.
Exactly.
And I was like, look at Gabby. Not Gabby.
Yeah.
With the Y.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think that was intentional.
She slapped him, though. It wasn't about that. When she slapped him at the hospital, it was because he mentioned, like, Chad cut. Like, oh, he just cut and run.
Yeah.
And then she whacked him across the face.
Daze J said, it took Lonnie 5 years to have a baby bump.
Yeah, now all of a sudden, overnight.
Wow, did that just
like,
pop or what?
Yeah.
That was just a Pop-Tart right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Pop-Tart.
Mm. Okay.
That's it.
Well, that was that.
That was that. Kayla, Steve, Stefan.
I'm so torn
about this.
I wasn't here to talk about it when it happened last week, but the fact that Stefan has an app that can self-destruct the bionic eye.
Well,
he can control the eye remotely.
There's things. I think it's more he can just make a phone call.
I think that the whole Stefan blackmailing Kayla
snow.
Or whatever you want to call it, Stefan harassing Kayla should have ended with the eye. They're continuing it. They're taking it one step further than I think they needed to. Like, I was watching it. I was rolling my eyes. I was like, really? He has a freaking app on his phone. Like, I can just... I'm like, no, just let him have his eye.
No.
Let him have his eye.
Because
now I'm just rolling my eyes. Like, at first it was fine when he was blackmailing Kayla. Like, oh, the technology. Okay, fine. Now it's one step further than it needed to go.
Well,
like, it could have ended there. And
because
then,
here's the thing. It can't just end like, oh, you got the eye. Because Stefan still needs Kayla. Because now... First it was Kate. He knows what's going on with Kate. Now that Abigail has blocked him out of the baby's life, mm-hmm. it's like, don't forget.
Yeah.
I gave you the eye, and I can take it away, and you still... And so, Kayla is still under his wrath.
Okay. And she will always be.
Yeah. I would accept that.
Yeah.
But the something else other than an app where he can just punch a button.
Listen, it's 2018. Anything can happen.
I think anything's possible. It's the mirror technologies. Yeah.
You know what you got to do?
Fan with open arms.
I try to be, and it'll come up later, I'm sure.
No.
Like, something's going to come up later that we've chatted about before.
Oh, see, even Mike Bowman said, wasn't Hope controlled by a satellite at one point? I can buy it.
Yes.
She sure was.
Yep.
That doesn't mean I like it.
She sure was.
Well, I just, my opinion, I don't like it. I don't like the fact that it's so easy for him to just, like, be like, there's a nap for that. I'm like, this is so tired. It's so tired.
You may not like it, but guess what you got to do?
Put up with it. Just deal with it.
Just deal with it.
Yep.
There was a moment that I absolutely love, and I love it when they make references to this, when Steve grabbed Kayla's phone. It's like, oh my God, you're not going to do this.
Right.
But he says, you know, I know your code, and 72588, I love the 80s.
I like that he brought the conference because he and John were talking about that,
and
he
kind of
brought it back
earlier.
And I was like, that is a nice little seal on that.
Yes.
Good job. And I'm guessing that was a Stephen Nichols ad lib. I don't think that was in the script.
The whole password.
I would be willing to bet that was not in the script. Like that last love the 80s. I would be willing to bet that wasn't in the script. But I don't know.
Days J, can you imagine Stefan pressing the button on his phone while Steve is running towards
him?
Cruel.
As cruel as that is, it is.
Look at you.
Annie Goin agrees with you. She says, How am I supposed to take this bionic eye thing seriously now knowing that it's controlled by an app? I agree with you, Michael.
Annie Goin and I, we're on the same wavelength a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
And I feel bad. I mean, I did love the
Rafe
moment.
And Hope were there.
I did love the moment with Kayla and Marlena. Mm-hmm. You know,
I didn't realize Marlena knew everything.
I didn't either, but clearly she knows.
Did we miss something?
I don't think she knows everything.
But she knows.
She knows enough.
Yeah. She knows enough. I don't know if she knows everything.
I don't think she knows that Kayla was trailing Kate. Right. Stefan. She doesn't know that detail,
right.
But she knows that Stefan is holding something
over Kayla and
controlling her.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize she knew all that.
Marlena said, girl, go tell her. And I'm kind of with Marlena, like,
yeah.
You're going to have to go have a talk with her.
Well, and Steve, like, even when he found, like, the picture on her phone, he wasn't angry. He was like, you need help.
Let me help you.
He's
giving her so many opportunities.
He's like husband goals.
Yeah.
You know, like,
right.
he's not mad that she was keeping something from him.
Just tell me.
He's upset that he can't help her.
Yeah.
And he wants to help her. And he's like, just kind of tell me. And yeah. I was like, that's why people love them so much.
Was blind, but now I see.
Not anymore. Here's my app. All right.
So I... Okay.
What? Are we...
No, I'll get over it. No, I said my piece.
Okay.
We can move on. Yeah.
Okay.
Rafe and Hope were there.
They're back
together. Making out of work.
That's it.
And we didn't see that reunion...
Mm-hmm.
We didn't see the actual reunion. I thought they would show some actual reunion, but there's no actual reunion.
Oh,
but they
have
reunited.
We also missed a few things happened at the very end of Friday's show.
Friday, yeah.
The one thing, Steve brought Adrian back a present from Chicago.
Yes, that was fantastic.
Bonnie Lockhart with her big old country hair.
Oh my God.
I was like,
that happened on Friday?
Yeah.
It happened at like the very
last
second on Friday.
The very last, like, 10 seconds of the show. He's
then,
on the phone with Adrian. She's like, hey, big brother. And he's like,
I
need to see you. I just got back from Chicago.
It was like the moment.
It was
right before, I think, Kate pulled the gun. Like I'm saying, several
yes.
things happened. Kate pulled the gun on Ted. I keep wanting to say Justin. That's not his name. Steve had Bonnie.
Mm.
Something else happened. Oh, Hope showed up at
the
loft and... How did she hear?
Because from the moment, I think Tripp said something about you're living here,
mm-hmm.
it took her like a good
three or four seconds to even enter. Yeah.
Which means she wasn't close.
Right.
But anyway, it was just one of those moments of, I think mm-hmm.
Steve wasn't that close to Jennifer and Kayla when he overheard what Kayla said either at the Brady Club.
Well, maybe the bionic eye is giving him bionic hearing. I don't know.
Do his ears get blown out when Stefan pushes the...
No, they just go on mute.
Oh. That's... Oh, my God.
So, there's not much to talk about in regards to Rafe and Hope.
No, they're just back.
You know, they're back together.
Hope is still gung-ho about... Ben leaving town.
Yeah.
But Ben is in Salem to stay to eat cereal.
Well, no, and like the fact that like the deal was, oh, we're not pressing charges or whatever, we're closing the file only if you leave town. And of course he's gonna be like, okay. And then
he's not leaving town.
And so, even Ted's like, that was intimidation. You can't force him to do anything. He's a free man.
So it's like, what are you gonna do? Just like, you know, open the case back up and be like, you didn't leave town, case open.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't do that, right? No.
Ted was like, we can sue the department. So
yeah. So that's good. Because he's not going anywhere. All right,
and that was our week of days.
That's our week of days.
Good week.
It's now time for our favorite part of the show, always, our segments. And we are going to start with Tony's...
Official 3 Snaps Award. Oh, snap! Now, as you guys know, I was going back and forth about my 3 Snaps Award. Mm-hmm. There were definitely some things that were snap-worthy.
You listed all of them. I was like,
I did. Listen, the Shade Fest that was happening with Jennifer and Eve and Will and Ted and of course, the towel drop and the shirtless scenes.
I would have been that towel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about that.
The shirtless scenes that Paul had and the shirtless scenes that Ben had. Like,
he doesn't even have a 6-pack. He's got like a 24-pack.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's just like someone has just... Like, he's like Ken, but better.
Like the Barbie doll
Barbie Ken? And Ken,
yeah.
You mean?
Like, you know how Ken had a great body, but it's like better.
Oh, yeah.
Better.
Yeah.
It's better than butter.
It's like butter. But... Thank you. But I decided, with the help of Michael,
because I knew it when I saw it, I was like,
to give my 3 Snaps Award to a shady queen in training.
Because who is she related to?
Miss Sammy Brady. I'm going to give it to little Ari, who turned to Abigail and said, "Hey, did you know my mom was in jail?" And I was like, oh, the shade of that. And then she followed it up with, but she didn't do it. And I'm just like.
I was like, yes, Ari.
I'm like, oh, Ari, you are a little shady queen in training. So our little precious Ari for being shade and throwing shade to Abigail. Knowing, I feel like in the back of her mind, she was thinking like, oh, I know you did what you did. But since I'm 3, even though I know she's not 3.
I'm going to go jump on my trampoline.
I'm just going to throw you the shade and I'm going to eat pancakes. Yeah. So, Ari, you get Tony's official 3 Snaps Award.
Oh, snap! That's all the second time she's gotten 3 Snaps.
Yes.
Because she got she's like, good. Like, oh, here's a doll. She's like, nope.
Yeah.
She's that good.
Yeah.
And now, next, it's time for...
We finally got Michael to sway during this.
I feel like I've done
designer days. So this was an interesting week. There were actually several options. So again, shout out to Wardrobe Department for amazing options. And I usually go with the statement pieces. You know, it's like the fabulous dress, that sort of thing. But, you know, I thought this week it's going to go to Victoria Conifel, Miss Ciara.
Yes.
Miss Ciara. This is an adorable, adorable blouse. I love it. It's by Waif, W-A-Y-F. It's called the Lainey Lace-Up Top. It's got a back zip closure, which is really cool. Because I was looking at this going, how does she get into this thing? Does she actually have to tie this whole thing up? And she doesn't. Because it's got a back zip closure. It's a square neck cap sleeve. And this is interesting. It's a rayon, linen, and spandex.
You know, it looks better on her than it does on the model.
That's because
they made it a little more fitted.
She's more booby. She's filling it out a little bit
more.
I'm
not going to... Yeah.
I can say that because I'm a girl. Yeah. That's why she looks better in it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's going to Victoria Conifel. Ciara, thank you.
Congratulations, Victoria.
Designer days. Fashion. Elegance. Designer days.
Gosh, I love that.
Alrighty, and now we are...
Yeah, it's time.
Going right into it.
It's time for...
Caption that.
The original captioned that BTW.
Can you? I'm sorry. What did you say?
The original.
Oh.
Captioned that we've been doing since what? Like March?
Shady April? Sundays. Yeah. Shady Sundays.
The original. Don't accept any substitutes.
Thank you.
Often imitated, never duplicated.
Thank you.
So this week's caption that is a cute little photo of Eric Motzoff playing Brady, looking like he just smelled something he didn't like, and to our delight and surprise, Eric Motzoff himself has contributed. And as we told him, amazing. You have to tune in to find out if you win. So, Eric Motzoff, congratulations.
You almost said congratulations.
Because I'm that gay. Eric Motzoff, with his caption, never stevia, always equal. Never ever stevia.
Funny.
For those of you who are all about your artificial sweeteners, that's a play with never equal. They're all poison, but yeah, he's stevia. We'll give a runner-up to an actual fan. Boxing Wags 1 on Instagram, saying with her caption, his caption, don't know. I told you I wanted chocolate milk, not strawberry. Oh. I thought it was cute.
Strawberry.
There was.
I love some strawberry milk.
I'll always take chocolate.
I like literally laughed out loud on the couch today when the notification came up and it was Eric.
And it was Eric.
And I was like, he participated in his own.
I know.
I love it. But he's not the only star that has noticed his photo. Christian Alfonso noticed her photo a couple of weeks ago and actually...
I don't remember. I posted something about
her.
Well,
she had a caption that.
Oh, right. Oh, and the cake. Yeah.
And a fan said something, and she replied, LOL. So, Shout out to Christian Alfonso.
Yes. Thank you, Christian Alfonso. And also, we love actor participation.
Yes, and I see some of the actors, like, paying attention, so I'm going to go ahead and...
I've seen the light. They like even if they don't comment, like, a lot, like, Marcy commented, or not commented, liked, and Camila likes our stuff all
the time. Yes, and so does Sal, and Lucas.
Lamone,
and Robert. Or wrong.
Yes,
Lamone retweeted my little tweet that I made on Thursday night about summer body. So
because that
like spiked the engagement. So thank you.
I was just gonna say we love the engagement.
Yeah. So. Now we gotta engage them in here.
Please. Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Oh, and that has been
the extended version.
Oh.
Caption that.
And now it's time for
Dish and Days. Fan of the week.
Woo! All right, so this fan of the week, I absolutely love. Mm-hmm. I found it on Twitter, and this was tweeted to us from @LilParisBabe, who basically called out all of us who do anything with soaps and said, okay, so who is going to be the hero and score an interview with Deidre Hall and Drake next week for the epic wedding week?
Thank you.
And I was just like, because I've never met Lil Paris Babe, but I just imagine her or him behind the computer and being like, okay, y'all, so
let's do this.
Who about to give us this John and Marlena interview? Which one? Yeah. Which one's y'all? Which one? So you get fan of the week for basically calling all of us out and being like, who about to get this interview? And that has been
Dish and Days.
That snap is loud.
Fan of the week.
Woo! And now it's time for news and gossip.
We love news and gossip.
TV news.
All right, as we have been talking about, it's going to be John and Marlena's wedding week, and we will see a new-ish face. There's been a lot of talk about this.
Man,
so Papa Dad just made it official this week, so we can talk about it now. Actress Stacey Haiduk will be appearing as Susan Banks.
Is this her?
That is her.
Okay.
The role originated by Eileen Davis, and I, for one, squeed a little bit when I heard this news because I feel like Eileen Davidson is the OG. She created these characters. She would be the first, absolute first choice to play them. However, Eileen wasn't able to get out of Y&R or whatever to do it, so they hired Stacey. Stacey can do this. I have complete faith that she can do the characters justice. I know there's a lot of...
It's going to be,
But I'm going to take... Stacey, I am rooting for you.
Yeah.
According to Soap Opera Digest, head writer Ron Carlovati says there is a very important reason for Susan to be at the wedding, and there is a very it is very likely and possible that Crazy Kristen will join in the wedding fun as well. So I am looking forward to it. I'm really excited about this, and I think Stacey will impress people. I think that people are gonna see that they made the right decision. So I have high hopes. We'll see when it airs, but I know, yeah.
Now, we had a discussion about this in our Facebook chat, and for the first time, I said, my arms are folded.
I know.
As he's giving a lecture about fan with open arms.
Right. Well, here's the thing. You have to realize, I started watching Days in the 90s.
Me too.
So, Eileen Davison playing Kristen, who's one of my favorite characters. Susan Banks is my ultimate favorite character, and to hear that someone else is going to come in and do it, I'm sitting here like,
I'm going to need a glass of sparkling wine.
The thing is,
I
feel like they had to bring these characters in for the wedding.
Yes,
They couldn't just say, "Oh, Eileen can't do it. We're scrapping it."
Yeah,
you know, like if this is the best of, you know, like the best solution for that issue.
Temporary solution.
I will say I'm gonna give it a chance, but already I'm like,
just give it a chance. That's all
I'm gonna give it. Like seeing,
I really wish Eileen could have come back. It would have been so great. But
I will say, seeing the photo, I'm like, all right, she really looks like,
I hadn't seen the photo.
I watched her on Y&R when she played a crazy character, and she brings it. Like, if there's someone that can do Eileen's Kristen justice, it's Stacey.
Well, let me tell you something, Miss Stacey. Until I see you cross this screen, I'm still
one fan, right?
You got
here.
One, but I'm gonna wait. Just wait till next week. I'll see if something happens.
All right. To continue, on that note, Camila Banus will be playing Double Duty, as she's booked a role on the Fox series Star.
Congrats.
Camila will be playing Nina Ferreira, whose husband is a smooth talking media mogul. Congratulations, Miss Camila. She's been Instagramming from Atlanta. So that would be why.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. You'll have the chance to The lovely Cassie DePaiva will be in attendance next weekend for Horror Hound Weekend at the JW Marriott in Indianapolis, Indiana, August 24th through the 26th, to promote her 1987 classic horror film, Evil Deed. Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
Is it Evil Dead or Evil Deed? Okay.
Dead.
Fans of Days and Passions will be interested to know you'll have a chance to party with Eric Martzoff, Lindsay Hartley, Robert Scott Wilson, Jordi Villasuso, and Vincent Irizarry. The weekend of September 29th and 30th in Boston, Massachusetts. For more information, visit starstruckfans.com.
And
speaking of starstruckfans.com, you'll also have the chance to party with some Days folks October 20th and 21st in Alexandria, Virginia. Join Eric Martzoff again, Paul Telfer, Cassie DePaiva, and Cassie's husband, James DePaiva. For more information and ticket options and hotel, visit starstruckfans.com.
So fabulous.
I was running through that is because we want to get to the promo.
Yes.
Okay. Really quick, though, like, if you guys, I know some people have been asking, like, where can we meet the stars and everything like that, especially after Denver. You guys, make sure you like Starstruck Fan Events, because they're really the only company that has the Days of Our Lives fan event.
YourNumberOneFan.com, they're pretty much GH, but they do Days events sometimes. But Starstruck is almost
days.
Like solely Days.
Yeah. All right.
Let's take a look at Netflix week's promo.
You're invited to a week-long wedding event as only Days can deliver.
What could go wrong? You're wearing white at someone else's wedding.
For your information, this is Pearl.
With surprise guests.
It's you!
And the return of one man's long-lost memory.
I remember my love for you.
They're dropping in, but someone won't be going home.
Oh my God.
I don't even know where to begin.
That was a lot.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, first of all, they've added stuff to the, because I watched the preview last week and they added more stuff.
Like, they all this stuff.
They put out a 15 second on Friday, and then yesterday they put out a 30 second.
Oh my gosh.
This week is about to be good.
It is going to be classic Days. Classic 90s Days.
We're going to have some sparkling wine next week because we're going to need it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have sparkling wine tonight because I think I'll need it after watching
Where can all the fans find you, Michael?
Oh, where can you find me? You can find me on Instagram at
on the
ML
corner
Mattis.
Of Highland and Santa Monica Boulevard.
Girl, that's
Boulevard.
Your corner.
Lies.
Trejo's Donuts. ML Mattis one, ML Mattis at Instagram and ML Mattis one on Twitter.
And you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com.
Onlyfans.com.
And you can,
you tried it?
You can find Dish and Days on Insta and Facebook at Dish and Days and on Twitter at _ Dish and Days. And you can find me on Twitter at Tammy Govea, Insta and Facebook, Tammy Govea Official. Thank you. Great
Thank
show.
You.
Oh my God. Can't wait till next
Thanks
week.
Oh my God.
All right.
No
See
one be
you
sick
next
week.
Guys.
Yeah, no one. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.